What's next?
I want to talk about money and give some practical financial advice, Dan. I've been doing some research on credit cards and budgets. The question is, how can we avoid getting into trouble with money?
That sounds like information a lot of us could use.
I think it is. A growing number of people are using credit cards. Research by the World Bank shows that 50% of Germans, 60% of South Koreans, and more than 80% of Canadians use a credit card, and the numbers are increasing. A lot of people don't seem to have a balanced budget.
Can you explain what you mean by a balanced budget?
It's simple. When you earn more than you spend, your budget is balanced. But it's not always easy to achieve.
So, what's your advice?
Most people would agree that before you begin balancing your budget, you need to have a budget to balance.
Makes sense.
I recommend starting with a budget for 1 month. Here's how you do it. First, write down the money you earn. For example, your salary. You need to write down the money you spend in 3 separate lists.
And the 3 lists are?
The first list is needs. This is money for your monthly expenses, such as your rent or mortgage, bills for electricity, water, gas. It also includes petrol for the car, food, and so on.
The second list?
The second list is wants. These are luxuries, things you enjoy but don't really need. For instance, meals out in restaurants or going to the cinema.
And the final list?
The final list is savings. This, of course, is money you don't use each month, money you put in the bank to save for the future. This might be saving for travel in the future, for when you stop working or for other goals. It also includes paying back borrowed money. For example, paying off your credit card.
So now we have a budget. We know where our money goes. How do we balance it?
I did some more research for this. Financial experts Elizabeth Warren and Amelia Warren Tyagi developed the 50-30-20 budget rule.
The 50-30-20 budget rule.
It's simple. According to Warren and Tyagi, you should spend 50% of your money on your needs, 30% on your wants, and you should put 20% in your savings.
50% on needs,
30% on wants,
and 20% in savings.
Right.
That's clear. I like it. But it could be hard for a lot of people.
Definitely. If you spend 80% of your salary on your needs, then you only have 20% left. If you're in this situation, I suggest looking at ways to reduce the money you spend on your needs. After that, you can begin to think about saving and buying luxuries.
Good advice.